That's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hour number three, Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. I don't know the difference in hot stone massages and deep tissue massages. I don't know the difference in that stuff. I don't know if my wife really likes, like we talk about it. How did Urban Nirvana go? Oh, and unbelievable. These are people are great. But I don't really say like, which one did you get? All I do is I just get the gift card. And all I know is I'm a hero in the house when I get the gift card. So this is easy, friends. Look, there's a lot of hard ways to become a hero in your house. There's one very, very, very easy and simple way. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Get in touch with them. In Charleston and Columbia and Lexington and Greenville, my wife raves about it. Kristen raves about it, right, Z-Man?
Absolutely. She loves it. Can't get enough of it. Hmm.
So we're heroes because of Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Paul Strilo joins us, TigerIllustrator.com, recruiting expert for the Clemson Tigers. Good morning, Paul Strilo. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Appreciate it.
Good. Glad to have you with us. Appreciate you taking time out to be with us. And told you might not have to worry about those Rockets. Remember last week you told me about the Rockets? I don't know. It's last night. Not sure you got to worry about them a whole lot there. Anyway. All right. Basketball. Speaking of basketball, there are some things going on. Transfers. A couple of guys out there. Maybe some a little bit of news coming up here in the not too distant future with some basketball stuff.
Clemson awaiting decision on Javon White, a transfer from Oral Roberts, big man, 6'10", 230, top 15 in the country last year in offensive rebounds, average total, a little more than 9 a game. Coming off of official visits last week, took to Clemson on Thursday, Friday, and then went to LSU on Saturday. UMass and Nevada were also involved. But I think it really comes down to Clemson and LSU in the end. And he's someone that, as a grad transfer, is immediately eligible, but he also has 2 years of eligibility remaining. So as someone who can come right in and play a role for a school, he's certainly pretty appealing, a guy who averages nearly a double-double per game. So Clemson awaiting the decision there. We've reported that expecting a decision soon. I think he wants to have a decision before he graduates. So, you know, it could very well be here at the tail end of this week. So that's that one is kind of pretty prominent on radars right now.
I don't know if I've got this right or not, but the kid from Kentucky that was transferring out, the Jones kid, are they still in that? Or has he decided yet? Cause I haven't seen anything on him as of late.
Sasha Killia Jones has not decided yet. I still think everyone largely believes he will end up at North Carolina, where his mom works, and really where he was going to go until the NCAA investigation kind of steered him to look in another direction, and he went to Kentucky. He has not made a decision yet. I don't know that he's really even taken visits yet. I don't think that we have resolution there. But Clemson is listed in his top 10. Most transfers don't really consider 10 schools. We'll see what materializes there. I think that one is much longer odds. I think Javon White is a reasonable target for Clemson, and probably if LSU hadn't gotten the last visit, I would have said very likely that White ends up at Clemson. Right now, I'm a little more reserved in that prediction.
I'm going to lean on you for the name for the UNC Asheville kid. And how does White compare to the Asheville transfer?
Jonathan, I believe it's pronounced, I pronounce it Bayer, B-A-E-H-R-E. Different types of players. I think Bayer is much more, he's much more refined skill-wise. And in terms of, to me, he projects more as a four who could play the five. I think of him a lot more like Kerry Blackshear at Virginia Tech, the center there. Someone who is has some spot-up shooting ability, and can really as much of an outside shooter who can stretch the floor. Very thin, will need to add strength. Where I think Javon White is, while not necessarily, you know, this big hulking center, I think he's much more physically equipped and ready to play at an ACC level right now, and at least a strong role as a five man, you know, someone who can handle the interior rigors. Where Bear is, you know, 205, 210, White's 230, and much more physically mature.
Switching gears, football, since we last talked, Clemson gets Keith McGuire, linebacker Malvern Prep in Malvern, Pennsylvania. What kind of linebacker did the Tigers acquire?
Yeah, like the 6'1", 218 roughly, from Pennsylvania. You know, I think of him, he's not built like Chad Smith, who's, you know, came in at 6'3", 230. But I think he's the same type of, you know, profile is the same type of high school player. Someone who has played a bunch of different positions or plays a bunch of different positions for his high school team. You know he's a player. You know he very much embraces the physicality of it. I think Brent Venables, you know, when you look at the film, probably likes kind of the instincts. He isn't someone that, when I say athletic, is going to, you know, post high 40 times. But you see kind of an explosive vertical there. You know, he has some athletic tools that I think probably appeal to Brent Venables as an inside linebacker and probably more a weak side backer, long range, I think. But I think they idealize him being a Jamie Skalski type over the long haul.
Which would you do if you get that one? Every single linebacker, you might take that. That gets two linebackers now. The number seemingly has been about four. Does this change that number anyway? Does it add pressure? I know maybe even more selective as they make their way through this board.
I believe the plan will still be to take four. I think as the summer goes on, you know, there are another handful that they're involved with. I like Clemson's chances with Levante Bentley out of Birmingham. We've got him rated a four-star, you know, that Alabama's involved with and is offered, but it is kind of playing around with. Auburn's also involved there. You know, Spencer Lytle, I think Clemson has traction with out of California, someone who physically profiles more like the Chad Smith type. You know, he's going to look at Notre Dame and give Clemson a look again. And maybe two or three other schools, but I think Notre Dame and Clemson have some staying power there. You know, Clemson, see if they can get some traction, more traction with Brandon Smith, really a priority target out of Virginia. It's got Penn State and Ohio State. Notre Dame has a huge, you know, offer list and contingency of schools really going after. So I think they probably come out of the summer with one more, and then, you know, maybe save that other spot to see if they can appeal to a more national name and see what they come up with as the market shakes out over the course of the fall and closer to the early signing date.
I know we have Luke Deal's a commitment coming up at the end of this month. He's been everywhere. He loves everybody, and there's a big kumbaya fest in there. Is Clemson trailing anybody in your mind going into the last month?
I don't know if they trail anybody. I think, you know, the fact that Clemson had the first visit, even though it was an unofficial visit, you know, and he's come around and taken the visits to Ohio State, Notre Dame, I think, you know, Auburn, NC State. I think there's reason to believe maybe, you know, giving Auburn a chance. You know, I think there is some appeal there in playing in the SEC. They've been on him longer. I don't think he got, personally, I think the odds are lower that he goes as far as Ohio State, Notre Dame to play. And I think while NC State was in there first and has relationships, I think there will be more appeal playing at a higher perceived level, playing for Clemson, Auburn. Do I think Auburn maybe has the best chance to compete with Clemson? I do. But I don't know that I feel like Clemson trails at this point. I think you give some distance to that Auburn visit, take away a little bit from the visit high, And, you know, I tend to think that the appeal that Clemson has, being the sentimental value of being the longtime childhood favorite, proximity, I think a lot of factors still put them right up there. I don't feel like they trail, but I also don't think it's a given that he picks Clemson.
Chad in Greenville writes, Sam, we need an offensive lineman. Any news on the offensive line board? There's a lot of news on the offensive line board. Obviously, I'm not sure anything pending, but I see panic and despair all across Clemson Nation about offensive line recruiting. That's not necessarily the right attitude, is it, Paul?
But that tends to be the case, and you know, a little bit earned based on going all the way till December last year for a commitment. And while they have commitments at other positions so far, they're taking probably, you know, for this class, the fact they don't already have one or immediately even have one on the hook, you know, I think leads to some anxieties. I think they can already have offensive line commitments if they wanted to, but they, you know, in some respects, they've chosen to be more selective in their pursuits and kind of wait and see what unfolds. Oh, you know, I really think we start seeing some movement in that regard this summer. There are a number of prospects. You know, there's the McGuire's teammate up in Pennsylvania whom they just offered, who they want to get down for a visit, and that probably happens in the coming weeks. You know, there are a couple kids we've written about in state that they're looking at, you know, a bit more, maybe more interior developmental types that they feel like are of you know, their level, or could be of their level. And they want to see them in camp or see them compete in the spring evaluation period. You know, so I think there isn't necessarily a rush in that regard. Certainly there are prospects they wish they had more traction with. You know, and they also get a visit here in another week or so from Harry Miller, the 4-star from Buford, Georgia. So is it panic time? No. Is there justifiable reason that if you're a Clemson fan, you wish they were recruiting offensive line on the level that they could recruit receivers? Sure. So I think there's a middle ground to be achieved there, but I don't know that it's necessarily panic time.
Ask Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com this about South Carolina recruiting. I'll ask you about Clemson recruiting. Can you learn, I mean, the recruiting evaluation process in April and May, it's so long, and you have different schedules that are out there and different spring practices and some states and rules and all this kind of stuff. Can you learn anything about priority or about who they're going to see and when they go see and the timing of that so far in this early evaluation period?
Well, I think there are spots where, you know, you might make a statement by making someone a first visit, but really, and we even talked about this last week, of the logistics of it matter more than trying to be at it, the first one out of school the very first day you go out. You know, and how much weight does that really carry with a prospect? Now, if there's someone you're targeting, you know, I don't think you want to wait until mid-May to go see his practice. You know, I think, It does send a statement to a kid. If you come reasonably early, and there are certain ones who will want to make that statement by being the first one in the door on a Monday. But by and large, I don't think it you necessarily get a great feel there. You know, there are a lot of different politics involved and different, you know, the different logistics of travel involved in trying to make the most efficient use of your time on, you know, even making a school stop first because it's on the way to see a kid. So I really don't think you can call a lot from the order there, but you know, you can also get a feel for who might be a priority over who's the kid that you like, but you're not pressing on right now.
Final one for you, Paul, is in thinking about like your job. And I know if a kid comes out of Greenwood High School or a kid comes out of J.L. Mann High School, like you know the guys, you see the guys, they know you, they're familiar with you. You look up now and you follow Clemson recruiting and they're in Kansas City, Missouri, and Blairstown, New Jersey, and River Ridge, Michigan here this week and going all over the place. It's a little bit different, I imagine, you following these guys. And really, I'm not sure what Blairstown, New Jersey, Blair Academy is, you know, any of that kind of stuff. It's a little bit different, right, in following this program now.
Oh, it is different, and certainly, I mean, if you were to look back at what this job entailed on the Clemson beat specifically, a decade ago, maybe even going back to early Tommy Bowden era. I mean, that was so much, pounding the pavement in state and trying to discover guys and things of that nature to be involved early. Now, if you look at the level at which Clemson recruits, there are a handful of in-state prospects who are relevant to you each year. And widely, even this, if you just go into this last 2 years, probably in particular, so many more targets in the Northeast, the Midwest, it changes the dynamics of how I do my job, as well as, what it takes to do it, and the knowledge that you have on the front end of certain prospects. So, yeah, it is a different job, but that's that's part of the part of the interesting part about it, and it's certainly nicer on my end to when you're covering a team that people want to know the recruit know about the recruiting versus you could list some schools who if you're just recruiting nothing but low three stars it's a little. A little hard, no matter how much good news you have or how much news you're able to produce, hard to get folks interested in some of that.
Bottom line is, it's a lot of fun being Paul Shrier, a lot of fun on TigerIllustrated.com, and a lot of great things coming up. What's on tap for the site?
Also, still a lot more visits to go, and you're seeing Clemson's board expand here, as you'd expect during the spring evaluation period. A number of different offers have gone out in the last week or 2 weeks over certain positions. So a lot more on that as we roll out the coverage. And certainly Clemson kind of starting to gear things toward the Dabo Swinney camps in mid-June, starting to see the foundation laid for the number of visits and really I think what will be a key time in building maybe the second level of this recruiting class. After 11 commitments now, we wrote this past weekend on kind of what that foretells for what this class will probably take shape as over the course of these next 2 months. So still plenty of activity here left to go as they move toward the Swinney camp and the All-In cookout in July.
Looking forward to following that and so much more. The place I follow it, and you can too, TigerIllustrated.com. Sign up and get the best information in there. Paul, as usual, I appreciate it, man, and go Jazz. Tell you that coming out on the Western Conference side of things.
Indeed, I'm as much anti-Harden as I am Golden State. So. There you go.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
We'll see you.
All right. Paul Strelow, TigerIllustrated.com. Got a text this morning on our Health Care text line from someone over in Slabtown that says, got the boys at Carolina Flooring Specialist coming over today to give my garage floor a makeover. Yeah! Love seeing that, man. Boy, oh boy, Slab Town. And here's what, get ready for this. All the neighbors will want to come over and see it. And then your relatives will want to come over and see it. So get ready, man. Get the pimento cheese sandwiches and the sweet tea ready because, man, a lot of people are going to go on and come see that garage floor. Really cool stuff. Let me know how it turns out. Because I think, tell the boys hello and let me know how it turns out. Your garage floor can look great, too. So good friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. A break, we'll come back. Clemson, Georgia football news. Big news in the next segment.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Students, still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students moderate and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with 2 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
21st Annual Blue Ridge Fest is Friday, May 4th, 5:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, West Main Street in Pickens. With Magic, a premier upstate variety band. Also, Jim Quick and Coastline. And featuring the Spinners.
I'll keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside.
Come enjoy the largest cruise in the upstate. All proceeds benefit upstate charitable organizations. For more information and to purchase discounted tickets, visit online at BlueRidgeFest.com. And don't miss the 21st Annual Blue Ridge Fest, Friday, May 4th at Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, 734 West Main Street in Pickens.
Everything you do seems to come out right.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easley help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easley, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easley vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easley, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
It's auction time. Saturday, May 5th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Hollis Jackson Farm in Inman, South Carolina. Selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anyone can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates. Bid live at the auction or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Saturday, May 5th at 566 Edwards Road in Inman, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Couple things here, buddy.
Couple things.
One is you and Will Huss are about to have a big shooting competition.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's a sporting clays, if this is a target practice. I'm not sure what.
It's a duel.
No.
10 paces.
No, I don't want that. But that's going to happen. And
you're coming. You're shooting.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You're shooting.
I might. I'm not very good at it, but
that's all right.
I'm down for my CWP. I want to take the class.
Well, let's shoot some clays first before you
I'm
start.
I'm terrible at shooting clays, though.
You start carrying a pistol.
You're supposed to keep both eyes open. I don't anticipate it. I don't even know how bad I miss, like where my misses are.
You got to follow the wad.
I don't know what the wad is.
So in the shell of a shotgun, right? Yeah. The shotgun shell. There's the primer, the little pellets, and it explodes out, and the pellets go out, and behind it, where the primer was, is this little wad, and where the wad is where your shot goes.
Okay.
You can see that. That's how you follow it.
Okay. I've never been able to follow in the past, so we'll find that out. But Trail wants to build your building for you, by the way. Speaking of Will Hutz, you've met Will before, right?
No, I haven't.
Unbelievable dude, man. Yeah. Like, this, he's just a dude.
Heard
like,
nothing but good things.
A good dude.
Just guys being dudes.
Yeah. And so...
How great is this?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. so they want to build your, not your home, they'll build your building. Your church, your municipality, your doctor's office building, your restaurant, your they want adaptive reuse. They do all kinds of stuff, man. And you're going to absolutely love dealing with Trail because of the better building process. One company, the same company does everything. You deal with one company. You don't deal with an architect and a contractor. You don't deal with all the different stuff that goes on between them and all the arguing back and forth and there's just legalities and all that kind of stuff. You deal with one company, that means they can control the price of it. They can control the timing of it. So you can get it when they say they're going to do it. And they're going to get it for what they say they're going to do it for. So great friends over at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Texture said that Robin is schooling Batman this morning. I got a funny story for you.
What do you got?
And my buddy Kip, texted me on my personal line here. He says, I remember your AR-15 experience at Dewey's. I told you about this?
No.
So... we had an advertiser at an indoor range, right? And so they said, hey, man, Mickey, come on over. Shoot the old AR-15 with us. I was like, what's that now? Yeah, man, come on over. This Friday, we'll go over and do it. And like, I never really shot a big old AR-15. I don't know what that is. I don't really know. So, Zach, forever, whenever I shoot guns, I need to change because, like, my little BB gun, my little Red Ryder as a kid, I shot it left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm right eye dominant. So, you know, the sights on guns, you do it both ways, right? So anyway, so I just felt like I play my air guitar I play left-handed.
Of course, as one does.
Right. But when I tried to play guitar, I tried to play right-handed, I couldn't play guitar. It's terrible. When I shoot, even though I'm right eye dominant, I just pick it up. It's real natural. Like, I do my little air gun, like I'm shooting down, like...
As you're doing the motion, it looks natural.
Right. It looks like I'm saying. This looks unnatural to me.
Very natural.
So I go over there thinking that, you know, hey man, it has all planned out. You know, don't forget, I'm left-handed, shoot left-handed. He hands it to me. First of all, I got these big, huge earmuffs on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy hands it to me. And I'm like, huh? And the target's only from like me to you. Like, it's not very far.
Mm-hmm.
Indoor range. And man, I fire off a couple rounds. And the guy's like, oh, I fought like 8 rounds, and I ain't hit the target yet. And the guy's like, oh, he goes, are you even looking down the sight or the scope at all or whatever? I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Like, I was just holding it down, like, near my chest, right? And, like, just pulling the trigger. And I was doing it right-handed. I was like, I forgot to tell him that I'm left-handed when I shoot. So mm-hmm. I didn't even switch it over. I was just like, oh, okay, yeah. So I finally got the sight up right and kind of hit it a couple times.
You put on your right shoulder?
Yes.
Okay.
Which I should be doing anyway because I'm right eye dominant.
I just got to keep these things in mind when we go shoot.
Okay.
Try to get you on a couple
I'll be
birds.
Much more calm on this one, man. I was just intimidated like crazy.
It's just shotguns.
That's what a shotgun.
That's all
rifle.
It is.
This is a rifle.
No, I know. These are just shotguns we're going to go
okay.
shoot.
Okay.
The thing you shot, it's not that bad.
It really wasn't that bad either, but I was just intimidated. I panicked, quite frankly. But my goal is when I do go to the CWP class, that I'm doing that to learn more about the firearm itself and more about how to handle it. And so there won't be any nerves on the handling part of it. There'll be nerves somebody breaks in the house and you're shooting them, no doubt. But, you know how that goes.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen.
Maybe that's what I'm hoping for, bud.
Luckily, we have priority want to do that.
That's exactly right, no doubt. I have saved this for the last part of the show, last 30 minutes of the show. We heard yesterday that, according to the Athens Banner-Herald, that Greg McGarrity, Georgia Athletic Director, says that he sees a series between Georgia and Clemson in football, quote, in the not-too-distant future, unquote. That was the major quote that was said there. As you know, Clemson plays A&M in 18. A&M comes here in 19. Notre Dame away in 20 and 22, at home in 23. So that's all that we had heard. Well, David Hood, the excellent writer that he is, talked to Dan Radakovich Wednesday, and Radakovich tells him that the schools are working on an agreement that could be an announcement this summer. Dan Radakovich says, quote, "We're working with UGA to play them in the near future. We're working on details of the games, but hope to have something more definitive later this summer," unquote. McGarity said, quote, I do think down the road you'll see Clemson and Georgia play each other. I'm not sure about the frequency of it, but I do think you'll see us play each other in the not-too-distant future. Dabo Swinney earlier had said, when asked about playing Georgia, he goes, absolutely, I think it'd be great for both fan bases. Said for a long time, we're going to play somebody like that every year. We go to A&M this year, then they come to us. We played Auburn a bunch of times, so it's going to be great. The hard part is fitting it in. The Clemson has been working to find a 2021 opponent. Remember, Clemson plays Notre Dame in 20, 22, and 23, so there's an opening at 2021. 2022 game at Notre Dame, so Clemson's having a difficult time finding a final non-conference opponent for the 2021 slot there, but because they cannot return the favor until 2024 of going home and home. 2024 season's open for both Georgia and Clemson. The Tigers host South Carolina that season, have two other home games against App State and Citadel. Georgia hasn't had, or has just one opponent 2024 so far against Georgia Tech. The Bulldogs could host Clemson in 2024, but will not be able to come to Clemson until 2027. Now we're talking about not too distant future.
2027? Talking about 9 years. Yeah. I thought we wanted, like, to play them every year.
I do. But, no, I feel –
this home of home
I was
stuff.
Told this yesterday, that it won't be a long time, every single year thing. But they will play, and when they play – now, the person I talked to didn't know when they were going to play. But he did say that he heard they were going to play, but he did not say when, but it won't be a yearly thing. So – Mr. Or 24, Jack Lake Tonto. Am I supposed to be excited about this? Am I supposed to be cautious?
You can be excited about it in a decade when we play them.
Right.
But you should also, I mean, it's exciting to get an opponent that's noteworthy and it's going to help your schedule and your strength of schedule, and it's going to be a fun game to go
How
to.
How will I be in 2027?
You're not going to be young in 2027.
Who knows? Best days are ahead of me.
You'd be closing in on that big
6-0. Ouch. I got to start taking better care of myself.
And, yeah, I mean, you're in great shape.
Mark texts in Clemson, Georgia, Georgia Dome, 2024. I'll be 56 then. I can do that. Here's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want one game in Athens. I want one game in Clemson. I want one game in Atlanta.
Oh, you want the old trilogy.
Yes. Because last time we split, and last time there was no, remember Clemson won in Clemson, Georgia won in Georgia. There was no definitive winner of the series. Ali Frazier had to have three. Alabama, Clemson so far has had three. So far, mind you. And oh, by the way, we're only talking about regular season meetings. Because something tells me that we might see a little bit of Clemson, Georgia in the postseason in the not-so-distant future, too. Matter of fact, I think there's a better chance those two teams play each other before they play in the regular season. How about that? You like this? Clemson, Georgia in the playoffs before 2024 or whatever?
That's a hard ticket to get.
Yeah. Interesting, man. Very interesting. Is that the one? Who's the one you want to? I've done the show 100 times now. Who's the one you want to play non-conference? Who do you want to say? We've done the Notre Dame stuff.
Every year?
Yeah.
Every year I'd want to play Georgia.
Yeah. How about the special ones, though? Like, you can't do it. Well, let me ask you. Let me put it like this. Do you want to play Georgia every year, or do you want to play Georgia for 2 years, A&M for 2 years, Auburn for 2 years, Tennessee for 2 years, Florida for 2 years, Notre Dame, Oklahoma for two years?
Both options are attractive. I like both options.
Let's go to Texas. We got Texas A&M. I want to go to Texas. I want to do Army and Navy. I want to do Michigan. I want to do Tennessee. I want to do Florida. So you, would you rather have all those or Georgia every year?
Probably all those.
Yeah. You know who I want?
Who?
Greenbow, Alabama. I want Alabama. I want one in Tuscaloosa. I want one in Clemson. I want one in, I say the Georgia Dome.
I think you're asking too much for the trilogy. A little home and home is fine.
No, not Georgia Dome, but Mercedes-Benz Dome.
The Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Georgia Dome's gone.
Seal, the roof open or close?
Close it up.
Close it up.
Play a little indoor football.
Let's play a little indoor.
The way the game's must be, meant to be played indoors. I love Kenny Mayne. You know, the ESPN guy. He had all the shots, you know, all the little smart aleck comments he'd have.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, Jazz visiting the Rockets. On paper, the Rockets should win. But we all know the game's not played on paper. It's played inside your television set. Texas at Oregon. I'm with it. Home and home at Oregon. Let's do it.
I'd do that. Go out to Eugene.
Yes.
I'd like to play some of the Big Ten teams.
Like?
You imagine a home and home Penn State?
I'm going to go for that.
Maybe go up to the Big House there. Go to Michigan.
I can go for that. I'm in. Sign me up for that one.
If Scott Frost can do some things out in Nebraska.
Kind of raise his program level a little bit.
Yeah.
St. Clemson, Nebraska play twice now, 1-1. You have a little trilogy with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Who else you got? You like the Big House, you like a little Harbaugh. Of course, now here's the thing, man. Who knows who the coaches are going to be during the season? So you can't say, boy, I want to see, I want to go play Jim Harbaugh. Who knows if that Joker's going to be there? Who knows if Dabo would be here? Who knows?
I'd like to beat West Virginia at some point.
Saw him beat him in 89.
Well, I saw him lose pretty bad at West Virginia in 2011. I'd like to wash that out of my mouth.
I'm trying to think who I hadn't seen Clemson beat. You know, like I need to take care of that. Need to get that out of my. That tastes out of my. I don't know if I hadn't seen him beat Florida.
I'd play Florida if I had to.
Yeah, little swamp.
The real USC.
Love it.
Mm.
Let's go, fight on, Trojan machine, Trojan war chant. Love it. Let's go out there. I'm in. I don't have anything to go back to the desert, though.
No?
Arizona. I'm not really.
Are they ever going to do any of these, like, starting the season and crazy places games?
Clemson?
Yeah.
They've done it with Auburn. Chick-fil-A thing.
No. I'm talking, like, Australia or
that kind of stuff. Oh, no. We're not doing that. Oh, I can't say that. There's talk.
Oh.
I've heard tings.
Yes.
Can't say it, though. I was told not to say it.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
But not Australia.
No. So I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I just completely forgot all about it.
I did. I would say I'm encouraged by a venue they could be playing at. This is what you are now, though, you know? This is what Clemson football is. Like, people knocking your door down to play these games and play them in all these different kind of venues now. That's pretty doggone cool, right? Don't you think? Pretty doggone cool to think about that aspect of it.
Pretty doggone cool. Texas and Oregon are some very popular ones we're getting on the text line right now.
Texas and Oregon. I like Texas. We can do that. Now, you go to A&M. I've not been to Austin. I heard Austin's great.
I like to play Oregon in like 2011. Do they have the same clout out there right now? I don't feel like they do.
I'm going to leave you with this in this segment. I heard Ben and Brad talk about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Ben, I totally disagree with one thing he said. Don't do it often, but I did one of this.
As one does.
When he said that with the playoffs now, you don't need these kind of games. I totally disagree. I think with the games now, like Auburn last year lost to Clemson in Clemson. And if they would have beaten Georgia in the SEC championship game, they're going to playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can lose an early game, an out-of-conference game, and still go on and win the playoffs. Heck, Alabama lost their last regular season game of the year and made the playoffs. Alabama lost their last game before the playoffs and made the playoffs. I think your strength of schedule is more important now. And I put it like this. This is a great way to put it.
We'll put it.
A great win helps you a lot more than a loss hurts you. Clemson's made the playoffs despite losing to Syracuse and Pittsburgh the last couple of years. Losing to Southern Cal or losing to Georgia or losing to Oklahoma in September, quite frankly, does very, very little to hurt your playoff deal. Now, unless you lose a second, third, and fourth game, whatever. But you can still, you know, win your division, win your conference. And all those things, you can take care of yourself, right?
I hear you.
Easy, greasy, lemon squeezy. Did Auburn... I'm right, so I could be wrong about this. Did Auburn lose another game last year? Auburn got beat.
They lost to Clemson?
Auburn lost at LSU last year.
LSU? What happened to that program?
Let's be clear about this, Zach Orr. Auburn was 1, 2, 3, 4. They were 5-2 at one time. And an SEC championship game away from playing in the playoff, right? If they'd won, if they'd beat Georgia, they'd have gone to playoff, right?
A 3-star program.
But that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
So that could have been a 2-loss team. I told you last year I thought we were going to have a 2-loss team in the thing. And it turned out we didn't. So I would disagree. I think this, you can play whoever you want to play early, lose by whoever you want to lose, and still make the playoff. I like that. All right, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. I also got a text this morning from someone who said, hey, we are on Prime Lending right now. We're going to be contacting them in the next few weeks. We're thinking about buying a home. What's the website again? I said PrimeLendingSC.com. And so they'll call Mark Hawkins, and they'll get in touch with him, and everything's going to work out great for them if they decide to go that route. I'm not telling you have to go that route, but if you do, Prime Lending is the way to go. If you're looking for a great refinancing, buying a home for the first time, look at the rent to own calculators and see really if that's what you're up against. Start the conversation with them. Find a home loan that fits you. Talk to them. Get started with them today. 96% satisfaction rate right now. But find out about the VA home loans and renovation loans and the refinancing stuff they do. Mark Hawkins, 230-9746, PrimeLendingSC.com. Final break, final segment after this.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets no one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 5 years in a row. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini-holiday packages, the Modern Mama or Ladies' Day in packages, or Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson, Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Join Out of Bounds at 6 Mile's newest restaurant, 6 Mile Cafe, on May 4th from 12 to 3 p.m. for their grand opening celebration. Win door prizes and try their delicious menu items. 2510 Wahala Highway in Pickens. See you there.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting,
climate control. Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC has all of this, plus more, to keep your items safe and dry. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, Fort Knox makes storage easy. Their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Call 502-0099 or visit them on the web at fortknoxclimatestorage.com. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
So, who did you wake up with?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy, can I come over after school?
RotoRooter.com. Call RotoRooter in case anything happens to you. You don't plan on anything happening to you, but sometimes it does, man. Like, this life just happens, and plumbing just happens, you know? So RotoRooter wants to be there for you.
What if I'm watching the Derby this weekend?
They don't care.
Dang.
If you're watching the Derby this weekend and something happens and you need them, they'll come. I don't care if it's on the back stretch as Kansas City Clodhoppers coming down the backstretch to win the race.
Had a horse under me.
Really felt good about it. The horse gave me everything I asked of it. I don't care if Kansas City Clodhoppers coming down the backstretch with the lead and your plumbing goes out. You call them, they'll answer the phone. 24/7. What were you doing at 3:42 this morning, Zach?
At 3:42 this morning?
Yeah.
Sleeping like a baby.
Not them. 24/7. Emergency service. When you need them, they'll be there for you. 288-7686, 288-7686, RotoRooter, RotoRooter.com. RotoRooter, that's the name where you go troubles. Down the drain. I'm excited about that part of it, the Clemson-Georgia stuff. I think that could be a heck of a lot of fun. You want an update of the Wells Fargo so far up in Charlottetown, North Carolina?
Yes.
You know who really wants one of those updates? Brad Sinketh.
Sinketh?
Is he here?
I didn't see him walk in yet.
Brad, hang on to both steering wheels. Both hands on the steering wheel. Roy McIlroy, your leader. 200 par through five holes. He started in the back.
He likes that golf course.
Two-time champion there. Tony Finau, 200 through two, though. I like Finau. Mickelson, 100. But Roy started on 10, birdie 10 and 12. 10's par five. You're going to birdie that one. Got another par five coming up. About to be 3 under, I think, coming up on this one. So Finau is tied for the lead as well. Mickelson 1 under through four holes. What a great field they have there. Got Thomas and Tiger Woods and Mickelson and McIlroy. That's a really good field.
Got Jason a good Day. Field for the Derby this weekend.
Yep, Kansas City Clodhopper. I don't know any of the names.
I'm going to read you the names.
Okay.
I want you to tell me who the favorite is.
Okay.
Ferenz Fire.
Nope.
Free Drop Billy.
Nope.
Promises Fulfilled.
Maybe.
Flame Away.
Got a lot of Fs in there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Audible.
Maybe.
Good Magic.
Nope.
Justify.
Yes.
That's the favorite?
No, maybe.
Lone Sailor.
Nah.
Hofburg.
Nah.
My Boy Jack.
Nope.
Bolt D'Oro.
Yes.
Enticed.
No. Nah.
Bravazo.
Never heard of him.
Mendelssohn.
Good closer.
Good closer. Yeah. Instilled Regard.
He's a mutter. His mutter was a mutter. His father was a mutter.
Magnum Moon.
Got a lot of speed, but not endurance.
Solomini.
Really one of the best horses I've ever ridden.
Vino Rosso. Noble Indy.
Yes.
And Combatant.
Combatant's your leader, your winner.
Incorrect. The first one you said yes to, Justify is a 3-1 favorite in the 7 post.
Really?
For Saturday. Justify, Audible, Bolt de Oro, and Mendeley Sun.
Who gets the ride?
And Magnum Moon. I do not know who is riding this
one. One of them little fellas.
One of them little guys. The post time for this year's race is scheduled at 6:34 p.m.
I told
Eastern.
You I have a dilemma. Because I've got to go to Clemson Florida State baseball this weekend. I got to get over there. What time is post time?
Post time is 6:34. Race isn't scheduled to start until 6:46.
6:46?
Yes.
6:30 Clemson baseball. I might miss like the first 3 innings.
Well, it's a 2-minute race.
That's okay.
You get over there for you'll Here's be over there see. In a second. You better tune in at 6:34.
Riders up. And then I get to see the hills are alive at my old Kentucky home. I don't know the words. A couple of the words are really bad and racist. We can't even say those anymore.
Are they?
Yeah, terrible. Terrible things I said.
There shouldn't be. It should be good weather on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that mudder is going to be in a bit of a bad spot.
Well, remember that. His fodder was a mudder.
His fodder was a mudder.
His mudder was
you
a mudder.
You see this horse right here?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to it. I love the Kentucky Derby. Isn't it crazy? Here's the craziest part of the Kentucky Derby. That right now, did you know any of those?
No, I had to look it up. I didn't even know who the favorite was until just now.
You never heard of any of those horses?
Not a single one.
Saturday afternoon, when the whole thing's said and done, one of these horses is going to be like one of the greatest ever, and like we're going to know it and know everything about the horse.
Of course. And that's
the
fun.
The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home. The corn pies.
More singing, less talking makes for a better show.
Yeah.
Ben Mills had taught me that.
My old Kentucky home. For old Kentucky home far away. I love it. I love the Kentucky Derby. I need to go. I told you I've been in Churchill Downs twice now.
I want to go so
it's
bad.
A massive facility, man.
Massive.
It's absolutely this massive place. That being said, a little disappointing.
Really?
Eh.
We haven't been there for the Derby itself.
Right. That's true. I just saw the old glue factories out there.
Come on, man. Come on. We're celebrating these majestic animals. You're talking about glue factories.
Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm going to answer Brad Hughes. All Allstate. Call at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. So our good friend Brad Hughes, Allstate. I forgive those that dropped Clemson in the postseason or preseason polls. ESPN Sporting News, CBS Sports, and The Athletic all have number 2. USA Today has them number 1 coming out of this. But what did they do? Have a bad week of practice? A little bad week of mat drills or something? So they dropped in the polls. Post-signing day and seeing what came out of all that. So Alabama won and all those, Clemson 2. But so far of the 5, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr, 24, Jack Lake, Clemson in the top 2 of all 5 preseason polls that we've seen. So that's good news, right?
Preseason.
I'll take number 2 right now. Even though Clemson's the best team in the country next year. That's right.
I'm just looking to be in the conversation. I don't care where you are.
Oh, you're in the conversation.
Just be in that top 4.
You're in the conversation.
Come the end of the season.
Other thing, I forgive McGarity and Radakovich, man. I want to get excited about it. Just don't tell me 27.
Don't tell me 9 years from now.
No.
Don't be doing that.
Get it done now. I love it. Finish things up, as we always do, with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mick, the Pittsburgh Steelers have always been known as a classy organization of sorts, and they have done it again. Ryan Shazier obviously was paralyzed from the neck down, a spinal injury last year against the Bengals. They are converting his $8.7 million base salary of 2019 or 2018 to a signing bonus. 8.26 of it is going to be eligible to him immediately. They're just giving the guy his money right up front, helping him with any kind of medical bills, whatever he has in front of him. Just a classy move by a classy organization.
Yeah, good stuff there.